In the contests for Summit County Council, two of the incumbents did not draw a challenger. Basically, they have another four-year term in hand, barring a write-in candidate. For Council Seat A, Roger Armstrong saw no opponents, and the same occurred for Kim Carson in Council Seat C. Both will go on to their second terms on the council. Meanwhile, there's three contenders for Council Seat B, which was left open when Claudia McMullen decided not to run again. Interestingly, all are planning commissioners. The Republican candidate, Colin DeFord, is a member of the Snyderville Planning Commission. The two Democrats serve together on the Eastside Planning Commission. They are Doug Clyde of Oakley and Sean Wharton of Marion. For Seat E, the Republican contender is Summit County GOP Chairman Tal Adair. When David Ure resigned from council last year, Adair was appointed to his seat, and he now seeks to be elected to a two-year term. Adair's Democratic opponent is also his counterpart. That's Glenn Wright, chairman of the County Democratic Party. For the Park City School Board, five candidates have turned out for District 3. The incumbent, Tanya Knauer, is being challenged by a former school board member, Mo Hickey. Hickey represented District 1 on the board and resigned from the board about a year ago. Three other contenders for District 3 are Art Brothers, Kevin Kennedy, and Petra Butler. For District 1, the contenders are incumbent Philip Kaplan and Greg Greer. For District 2, the three candidates are Andrew Kaplan, Peter Yogman, and Catherine Callow Huser. Turning to state legislative races, Craig Powell, a Wasatch County Republican, is running to be reelected for District 54, which includes Park City. He has challengers on two sides. Within the GOP, he's being challenged by Tim Quinn, a Heber area businessman. His Democratic challenger is Rudy Kohler, also from Wasatch County. Mel Brown, the longtime Republican incumbent for District 53 and a Colville resident, has three opponents. Filing against him are Park City Democrat Cole Capener and two Republicans, Seth Winterton of Camas and Logan Wild from Morgan County. Meanwhile, there's good news for Democrat legislator Brian King, who doesn't have an opponent. His House District 28 includes a portion of Snyderville. For the state Senate, Alan Christensen has filed to run again for District 19, which includes a portion of Summit County. His Democratic opponent is Deanna Frerer. And Rob Bishop, who represents Utah's Congressional District No. 1 in Washington, has four opponents. They are Peter Clemens, a Democrat, a fellow Republican, David U. Lin Chu, a Libertarian, Craig Bowden, and an unaffiliated candidate, Chadwick Fairbanks III. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.